Some governors are scrambling to revise their pandemic regulations now that the CDC says vaccinated Americans can largely go without masks. Here's Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear speaking this morning.
The CDC just removed masking guidance for fully vaccinated Americans. We have altered our guidance to mirror the CDC's.
Some states had already rescinded mask orders. Others are still waiting before lifting their mandates entirely. Let's talk to NPR science correspondent Allison Aubrey. Allison, give us an overview of how governors across the country are responding today.
Sure. Well, I would say it is mixed. Some states, as you just pointed out, had already lifted mask mandates. I mean, leading up to the announcement yesterday, about 14 states had made the change, many by order of the governor, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Montana, Texas, a bunch of states. So this is welcome news by many and not a big change in some places. However, will be a big change in other states, and many governors say they're reviewing the guidance before they make changes. This includes governors in Virginia, North Carolina, as well as in New York and New Jersey. The mayor of Washington, D.C. tweeted that the city is reviewing the policy and she urged everybody to go get vaccinated, reminding people it's free and accessible and it's safe, she says.
Huh. So the guidance removes most masking requirements for vaccinated people, but not all of them. Why do you think the CDC is keeping the guidance in place for public transit and airplanes?
Well, I think because there's still a bunch of people who aren't vaccinated yet, and, you know, there's more to learn. Yesterday, when Director Walensky made the announcement, she says it right now it is still required to wear a mask when you travel on buses, on trains, on other forms of public transportation, as well as inside airports and stations. She said the CDC will continue to update its guidance as the, you know, science continues to emerge. She said for now, people should also abide by local rules when it comes to masking, and also in schools where clearly there are lots of children who are not vaccinated. Vaccines are not authorized for kids under 12. Clearly, masking will stay in place.
So how long do you think those requirements will stay in place now that the, you know, the proverbial horse is out of the barn and people are taking their masks off? When do you expect more guidance from the CDC?
You know, I think it's a really fluid situation. And we saw this happen very quickly. It was just a few weeks ago when the CDC lifted the guidance for outdoor masking. So very fluid. I will say there has been some pushback. I mean, many retailers are reviewing their requirements, saying that they will make decisions soon. But the United Food and Commercial Workers, which has about 1.3 million retail workers who work in grocery stores and other settings, this was one of the first groups to call for mask mandates last year. Leaders say that the new guidance from the CDC doesn't really take into account how essential workers could be impacted. I mean, right now, 59% of adults in the U.S. have had at least one shot. About 35% of the total population is vaccinated. And while that's a big accomplishment, I mean, that's millions and millions of people, the U.S. still has a ways to go. And the view of this food workers union is that, hey, these people are on the front lines. There may be people out there who are not vaccinated, who don't wear masks, and food workers don't want to be in the role of policing this. It kind of puts them in a tough spot, according to the union.
So why do you think the CDC came out with this when they did?
Well, I think clearly if you pay attention to, you know, what Director Walensky said yesterday is that the science has changed and we have a has evolved. And the most important factor is so many, many people have been vaccinated. I think this idea of, you know, so many people have been vaccinated, this is the key to taking off your mask. Can work as a bit of an incentive for people to get vaccinated. That's certainly the hope that Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear threw out there yesterday. You know, he called the new CDC guidance great news, outstanding, you know, suggested it means we're so close to normalcy. And he basically said to the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, this means you should go get your shot. There are hundreds of thousands of doses available. He said that yesterday in a recorded video.
We'll see how convincing that message is. NPR's Allison Aubrey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.